Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to networkingradio.com. This evening our guest is Danny Johnson, and Danny's a young woman who's made quite a success for herself. At the age of 19, she was completely broke. Then a couple years after that, became a millionaire. And we should have Danny online. Danny, are you there? Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you just great. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome.
And also in the studio, we've got Don Wolf, my cousin here, who also will be asking a lot of questions, and hopefully we'll be able to help a lot of people out there, help build their business and so forth.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Danny, first, could you tell our audience, give us a little more of your background and what you'll be discussing this evening?
Okay. I first heard about network marketing when I was 19. I was one of those people that did not feel that I had at all what it took to make it. I grew up in a drug-infested, a very abusive home in every way, which and form you could imagine abuse. That's the kind of home I grew up in. And I barely graduated high school. And so I didn't have a whole lot of confidence. I certainly did not have any belief in myself, nor did I have any bit of a vision for a promise for a better future for myself. And my goal basically was just to get married, have a few kids, and, you know, bake cookies for 4-H or something like that. And I will let you know, I am a mother. I have 5 children. I am happily married to my husband, Hans, who is an incredible, awesome man of integrity who loves God. And
you are baking cookies, too?
No.
Oh, okay.
More than that, honey.
Okay.
Dozens and dozens of them. That's really funny. but I first heard about the industry from a friend who was very excited about it, and I just didn't think it was for me. I didn't think I could do it is the main thing. And it took several trainings that he brought me to, and I was tagging along. He and I were dating, and I was tagging along to these different meetings, and I would see all these people earning six-figure incomes, and I finally came after an 8-hour training school that he literally bribed me with dinner to go to. After that, I heard these 4 people on a panel. All of them were men, one of which was an engineer before he had gotten started in the business, and he worked 25 years as an engineer. And he walked away from his engineering career and built a 6-figure income with the network marketing industry. And he's really the one that got me. The other guys I didn't trust. You know, I didn't trust the guy that was a bum on a beach. I didn't trust the waiter. I can't even tell you who the other guy was. I obviously didn't trust him. But it was the guy that was educated that I admired that I said, man, why am I going to do a dumb thing of working for 25 years only to learn what it took him 25 years to learn? And that was there was no security. And so why, if I just give this a shot, and if I mess it up by 90%, I will still make more money than I'm making on my job. So, and sure enough, I quit my job, came in full-time, which is the biggest mistake ever, and failed miserably for 6 straight months until I got the right kind of training. And after that, wound up making $45,000 in the first 5 months after that training. And the rest is really history. Within 3 years, I became a millionaire. By the time I was 23, I became a millionaire. I've ran my own network marketing company. I've built sales forces to the tune of 20,000 people within 2 years of just getting started. And this all happened in my early 20s. So anyway, but yeah.
And you're 60 years old now, is that right?
I'm 70.
Okay, you sound young.
No, I'm only 34.
Great, great.
Yeah.
So with the company that you just were talking about, is that's a company that you're still doing business with now? Or?
Yes. In fact, I retired from the sales force about 4 years ago. You know, that's when I had all these 5 kids. My kids range from 16 to 4. And after I had baby number 5, I mean, it was just absolutely crazy. And so I retired 4 years ago, and I still currently earn a 6-figure income from that business. We have done nothing with it at all for 4 years.
Wow. That's great.
It's pretty unheard of in our industry.
Yeah.
You know how secure incomes can be.
Yes, definitely. Now, there was one thing you just said that you jumped in full-time right away, and that was like a big mistake. Why?
Huge.
Why? Explain that.
Well, you know what's interesting? I'm so glad you asked me that. The reason is because people, you know, they see this business, and the way that it's presented is it's so simple that any fool can do it, right? That's
mm-hmm.
how every pitch is done.
Yeah.
That keep it simple, stupid. Hey, this is so easy that it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your educational background is. It doesn't matter what your skill level is. You can succeed in network marketing. Well, here's a reality check that I personally found in my business.
Reality check time. This is our reality check. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay, no, so reality check was this. That, yeah, people do earn a six-figure income. They can earn a six- and seven-figure income in network marketing. This is true. However, comma, so can doctors, so can lawyers. However, the fact remains that these people in, let's say, in the world, the in traditional business that do earn a six-figure income, they didn't just fall off the boat and boom, they started making it.
Right.
Most of them had to learn from either the school of hard knocks or they got some sort of education. Let's look at any kind of profession, a lawyer, a doctor, a dentist. They all had to learn through 10 years of schooling or 8 years of schooling, specialized knowledge in order to succeed in their business. And I think that that's a huge flaw in our industry. And I think that's why a lot of people get upset with network marketing, because the pitch is always so, I don't know, it just always looks so sweet and wonderful and dazzling and bamboozles people in. But the reality is, and that's what I want to be a spokesperson for, is to say, hey, there's work involved. Hey, there is specialized knowledge. I'll be the first one to admit, I failed the first 6 months because I did not know what I was doing. And guess what, Dawn and Les? Neither did my upline.
Right.
Not a one of them knew what they were doing. All of us came in full time. And the guys that were making $100,000 a month, they were off in Tahiti sucking on a Mai Tai.
Uh-huh.
And where they deserved to be. And so once I found somebody to train me, and I literally begged this guy to teach me, and he gave me strict guidelines to work under, once I went to that training, and you know what, Dawn and Les, I don't know if this means anything to you, but you know, because I grew up in a small town and I barely finished high school and I was not going to go to college, when I first heard how much the training seminar was and I heard where I had to fly to get there and I had to pay for my own accommodations, that stopped me from going. I almost passed up a multi-million dollar opportunity for myself that changed my whole future, because I know for a fact that if I had not invested, it was a total of $1,500 that it cost me to go to my first seminar. If I had not invested, I wouldn't be talking to you today. I would have quit. There's no question in my mind that I would have quit. And the money that I spent every month for the next 5 months was absolutely invaluable, because it eventually paid me over $100,000 a month. It just in one business alone, I have several.
And that was, so that, and you're right, for most people that amount would be like, wow, staggering, like $1,500. And now you probably would have paid, what, $5,000 now?
There's no amount that I would not have paid for.
Yeah.
I mean, when I look back and I look at that was the crossroad that I was in, and I could have said no, forget. I could have bought my excuses like 98% of the population, and I could have said no. And if I had said no, I would not be where I'm at today. Now, that's not to say that every day has been an awesome day, because that's not the truth. The reality is that after, you know, 5 months of building, and I built this enormous business in a short period of time, I just turned 21, and then I wound up running off and getting married to a guy who had found me at a big convention. He drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. Six months later.
Was he friends with my ex-girlfriend? Okay, just checking. Okay.
You know?
Keep going, yeah.
I don't know. It's possible. It's very possible. But he wound up being a complete con artist and leaving me literally for broke. Yeah. I mean, I wound up living in the back of a Hyundai. I went from the epitome of success to living totally homeless in the month of December. Thank God it was Hawaii and not Oakland, California. That's all I have to say. If you got to be homeless, it better be in Hawaii instead of in some city in another city around the country.
Much better place to be homeless, yeah.
And so, you know that. But I have to tell you something. And Don, I know you'll appreciate this because you do training seminars.
Yes.
This is what's awesome, is that what I invested into myself in that year before, what I invested into myself because I raised my skill level, therefore my value to the marketplace was far greater than if I hadn't. Even though I wound up being homeless, do you know how I dug myself out of that beach?
How's that?
Was by the skills that I learned at that seminar.
Exactly.
And I wound up getting accidentally back into the industry through a weight loss product because I had gained 50 pounds. It's beautiful to be heavy in Hawaii, by the way. And so it was, you know, one of those things.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wound up getting started and made $2,000 the first 10 hours from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, just totally utilizing the skills that I had learned, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
The second month made $6,500. The third month made over $10,000. In that third month, I had people begging me to teach them how to do what I was doing. We were retailing over 100 weight loss programs a month. That was just myself. through a script that I had and a flyer that I had. And customers kept coming going, I want to do this. Hey, I heard you quit your job. This is awesome. How can I join? And they wound up coming to me, you know, and made $250,000 in that next 12 months from the skills that I had learned and invested into from that very first seminar that I invested into myself for.
Right.
You know, and so it's so sad to me.
Yeah, those skills leveraged your ability to make money because it lifted you to a whole other way of thinking, more than likely, that you couldn't have possibly thought that way before those training skills were learned.
It's not only the thinking. Yes, you're right. It definitely confronted my thinking. And it was my stinking thinking, as, you know, we all, the biggest guru of the speaking industry says.
Yes.
It was because of my stinking thinking that led me to the pit of hell, literally, living in the back of that car. But what got me out of that was I literally looked at where I was, I looked at the people, and I just said, Danny, this is not you. This is not what you're called to be. This is not what God created you for. You are becoming a loser, girlfriend. It's time to get in your car, drive to the next beach, and figure out how you're going to clean up your life. And that, literally, the whole 40 minutes of that drive, I was literally chewing myself out. And I refused to let myself think negatively. I refused to remind myself that I was homeless. I refused to remind myself that I was fat. I refused to remind myself that I had gotten myself into this pit. Instead, I started selling myself on, you know what, you live in Hawaii. People spend their entire life savings to go here for a vacation for 1 week of their life, and you live in paradise. Quit your whining and complaining, girlfriend, and step up and go make some money.
Yeah, and on top of it, you had beachfront property in a car, right?
Exactly. Which, by the way, you guys don't know this. You saw my picture on my website, but I'm 5'8", and at the time I was 180, and I was driving a Hyundai.
Okay.
It's a very small car.
Yeah. I was picturing that there.
It's not good to sleep in one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, Danny.
Yes?
What you're doing nowadays is you're taking these skills that you've learned and so forth, and you actually help train other people to become successful. Is that correct?
Yeah. In fact, you know what? I have been blessed. God really has blessed me with a desire to help people to succeed.
What?
And see, and that's even proof in it that, you know, I train other people outside of my Salesforce now. It's the first time I've ever done it in the history of my company called Total Health that I had, that I started on that beach in Hawaii. God's really given me a strong, powerful desire to help people to break through their barriers and to experience freedom in all areas of their life, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially. And so I have a deep passion that people are living for less than what they have been called to live for. And so I've been doing training seminars with hundreds of them through the years, and I've had hundreds of people dramatically, actually that's not true, thousands, tens of thousands of cards and letters through the years, people saying that their marriages have been saved, that their income dramatically changed, they've reconciled with their siblings or parents or grandparents or coworkers or children, where they have really had incredible amounts of success, not only financially. Financially is an absolute given out of the training seminars and out of what I've done all these years. Yes, people have made six-figure incomes out of direct result of coming to my training seminar. And yes, people have made seven-figure incomes as a direct result of being trained in this environment, in these training seminars. But, see, I think it's great to make lots of money, but I think it's horrible to be miserable with a lot of money. And to be honest with you, I know you guys will agree with me. I've met a lot of miserable, wealthy people.
Yes, indeed.
And I will not develop people in that way. I believe in their whole life being totally free and totally whole in every area.
And that sounds like that's your thrust, is helping them not only make money, which is a byproduct of all the other aspects of probably what you work with people with.
It is, absolutely. No question. Yes.
Danny, when somebody, you know, goes to one of your seminars or gets your training, whatever the case may be, what exactly are they learning?
You know, do you have 2 days?
I don't mean all the exact how-tos, but I mean, you know, a bullet list.
How not to live on the beach in Hawaii in a Hyundai probably is rule number one, yes?
Yeah, you know,
Which is experience, I would say, number one, as it sounds from your personal history and what you've gone through, the hard lessons that you've learned have enabled you to kind of help somebody else speed through those lessons very quickly without actually having to experience the life lessons that you paid probably lots of money for that you didn't even know you were paying at the time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, I don't know the best way to explain my seminar. The best way I can tell you is the testimonials that come out of it. You know, I got a gal who flew on 36 hours notice, heard about the training seminar from her brother. She lived in Washington, D.C. The next one was in Honolulu, Hawaii. Her brother, his voice changed when he called her. She just knew that there was something so dramatically different about him. He said, "Rohini, you have to go. Don't mess with me on this. You have to go." And she's like, "Sure, okay, I'll come." He says, "When?" 36 hours. She's like, "Excuse me?" She was just unemployed as an architect, living over on D.C., far away from family and friends, which she grew up in California. She jumped on a plane and grabbed a friend with her because he said, "Don't come alone." She grabbed a friend to come along with her, pulled the money together, wound up going. Her whole life dramatically changed. This girl was doing drugs at the time. She quit cold turkey. She now is a six-figure income earner, has been for many, many years, even started her own company. She actually owns a networking software company out in Washington, D.C. today. The girl has had such a massive breakthrough in all areas of her life. I've got another gal. I could tell you stories literally for hours, but people go through a series of challenges for themselves. They go through major revelation of their own life. They are now discovering the things that have been stopping them, hindering them, things that have been stumbling blocks, ways of thinking that I know Don would, and you, Les, would agree with me, ways of thinking that have absolutely inhibited every area of their life. They gain skills with people. They understand how people operate. They understand and get a great love for people on a totally different level. And all of a sudden, the training seminar takes them from all about them, meaning themselves personally, to all about the people that are out there that need them.
So
they're equipped, obviously, to recruit. They're equipped, obviously, to learn how to overcome objections and how not to get rejected. They learn how to close 9 out of 10. I mean, all of that stuff is, like, just total minuscule compared to the experience that they get to experience through going the whole thing.
So you help them change on the inside, from the inside out.
Yes,
and,
they do.
And really, from my standpoint, rather than from an informational standpoint, where you give people a lot of information, which a lot of seminars do, you go to a transformational learning mode, providing them with experiences that allow them to get answers and understandings from within, and then take action in the world differently.
Yeah, you know, they come in and they gain so much personal revelation. And you know when the light bulb goes on?
Absolutely.
It's like, oh my gosh. And that's what comes out of it. And, you know, it's really awesome to me to see. It's one thing to go and get a lot of information. You know, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is so small compared to what really does help you to succeed. It's that revelation that you get that moves your feet. Not motivation by somebody motivating you, but it's that personal revelation of, gosh, if I don't make a change, then my life's going to stay the same. Or I better fix this because this is what's driving me crazy and I didn't even realize it. Or, man, I'm on the wrong path. I need to switch over here to the right path. Do you know what I'm saying? So there's that personal revelation. And here's what's interesting. We get every single day emails, and I'm truly blessed, and I hate doing this interview because I don't like talking about my success or any of this.
Oh, go ahead. Be proud right now.
I hate it. The only thing I'll boast in is my God that's given me the chance.
Okay.
But the deal is that we get emails every day of people saying, you know, people who've never been to the seminar who just bought these tapes, right? We have these tapes that are available on my website. And this is, it's hilarious. Oh my gosh, Danny, these are the most incredible tapes. You know, this totally changed my life. And I'm like, dang, you got the crumbs. All you got was tapes? Put yourself through 2 days live with all the other people that are in that room and watch what happens to your life. See the difference. See the improvement. I mean, I'm sure there's a girl right now. I don't know, you didn't mention this, but we have a conference call that's listening to this right now. There's people from all over the country patched in listening to this.
Great.
Live as we're talking.
Let's take a short break here, Danny,
okay.
And then when we come back, you can tell us even more of what's going to be taking place in your seminars. Thanks.
Yeah, and kick in with the training, and thank you for listening to networkingradio.com. And Danny, can you tell our listeners how they can reach you?
Yes.
Please do.
Yes. You guys, I'm so grateful that you have me on the show.
Hey, it's great to have you on here, Danny. You've got a lot of great energy, and I bet your information and seminars and all of that is just powerful. Being in the field myself, I'm very aware of a lot of people out there doing great things, and you sound like you are definitely one of them.
Well, thanks.
How can people reach you, Danny?
Oh, thank you. They can reach me at DannyJohnson.com, which is spelled D-A-N-I, and then J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. That's the best way to reach me. I do have a phone number that they can reach me at also. It's 209-588-8942. Again, that number is 209-588-8942. And so if they go to my website, again, it's DannyJohnson.com. They can reach me through email on that. There's a place where it says contact us.
If they mention networkingradio.com, then obviously you will give them a special discount offer as a result of
absolutely
being connected with us, because this is how we build our radio show and our listenership, and people love hearing great people and powerful people like yourself.
Well, thanks.
Now, I know you said, Danny, earlier that before the break that this was you had some people listening in and so forth. And was there any special training that you needed to do or anything while we're on the air?
Yeah, we have a conference call every Monday night, and it's at the same time as your show, and the only way we could make this work is if we passed all of us together on the phone. And so every Monday night, this conference call has been a very powerful tool for people. It's free to anybody. I don't charge, you know, people money to get the phone number to call in on the call. I just truly want to help people. And so the conference calls, and actually on our website, Dawn, people can go to the website, and once they register, and you can register for free, you can become a member for free on the site, and you can actually go to the archive of all the past conference calls that I've done since August. This call, what we're doing right now, will also be available on the website by Wednesday, that people can listen to right away. So anyway, so
great,
that's
great, and they'll also be able to listen to this this call as part of the archive of winningedgeradio.com archives, which is
cool.
As this show and networking radio show. So they can listen to you and this interview in a lot of different ways.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but as far as training goes, you know, I wanted to talk about tonight, because I know that you guys wanted to put together something that was specific for your group. I mean, the people that listen in, that you really want them to get something out of this radio show. And I appreciate that, this isn't just about people tooting their horns. It's really about equipping people.
Yeah, and the one thing I know is there's an experience that you provide in a seminar that you can't get in any other way. So that's one thing that you have to go to a seminar to experience. However, there are like maybe some specific techniques or things that you can just tell our listeners right now that'll just boom, 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 and just shift them into a different way of living, quite possibly just by hearing what you have to say.
Yeah. So the topic that I sent to you was how not to get rejected. And so really, it's so interesting to me because my closing ratios, Lord bless me, greatly with very high closing ratios since after I got trained. For 6 months I had no closing ratios at all, and it wasn't because I didn't talk to people. I talked to hundreds. I just got no results. And I'm not kidding you. This is not an exaggeration. I signed up not one person, and I did not sell one product. Isn't that pathetic?
Yes.
That's really bad.
And the Lord told you to go to that training, and so obviously he's connected probably with the training and is in the downline of that particular training. Is that right?
The person who told me to go originally, he's now in my Salesforce.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, so as far as the thing that I feel that people, I want to talk to the brand new person, the new person just getting started, and here's why. Our business is so simple. It really is a simple thing once you get some specific knowledge about how to be able to work it. And I think a lot of people, and in fact, if my conference call was going right now and I could actually hear them and I asked this question, in fact, let me ask you guys, do you guys love to sell?
Not particularly.
It depends who I'm selling to, actually.
I'll tell you that 90% of the people out there hate to sell.
Yes.
They hate it. They absolutely hate sales. They don't like any part of it. They don't like the yucky feeling that they have when they're talking to somebody. They can't stand rejection. They don't know what to do to handle objections. They feel defeated after they're done presenting something that they're very excited about. And that's a bottom line fact reality. Well, guess what? I don't like it either. Not at all. And so what I learned early on was two things that I needed to work on. One was I needed to work on myself and how I felt about the business that I was in. and I needed to make a decision whether or not I was committed. And so that has a lot to do with the kind of energy that you put out to people of whether or not you're going to get rejected. What's worked well for me is I know where I'm going, and I know what I have. And the conviction that swells up in me, which I'm sure you are gathering so far, exudes out of me. And so I know where I'm going. I am confident in what I have, and I'm confident in the opportunity that we provide for people. And so a lot of people, when they get started in network marketing, they don't know the answer to any of those questions at all. They don't know what they have. They have no idea where they're going, and they have no idea why they even got in. And the reality is that Joe may talk to 5 or 10 of his friends, but after 5 or 10, hey, call me laters, or that horrible, yucky feeling that happens over the phone when their friend feels like they're selling them, they don't like that wall that's getting built, it feels like a brick wall that's being built between you and your friend when you're starting to talk to them. People just don't like the way that feels. And so the lifespan of a brand new distributor usually is just as long as it takes to get 5 to 10, I'll think it overs or no's. When nothing is happening, that's usually when you lose that new distributor because they just don't know how to approach their friends. And so let's say that, you know, Susie Homemaker gets started. No, it doesn't matter who it is, honestly, because everyone who starts in network marketing either has not succeeded in it before or has never done it before. And if you were to ask them, do you like sales, 99% of them are going to say, no, I don't like sales at all. Do you want to do sales? No. I'll pay you $300,000 a year to do sales. I don't care. I don't want to do sales. Right. And so there's really no price that's worth rejection to people.
And then if you add on to that, would you like to sell your friends, family, and neighbor, and people that are close to you, they'll run away even quicker, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I totally agree. And so there's some people that, you know, they think, oh, I could sell my mom. You know, there's some that think that. But the reality is, the absolute reality is that part of it is, themselves and their belief system and the fact that they don't realize what they have. And so that's why I feel so strongly in seminars. That's why I feel so strongly in totally pouring tapes into you, reading up on the industry and understanding the industry. Because as your conviction grows, so does your closing ratios. I truly believe that. I've helped people for the last 15 years just with that, with their conviction level alone. And as they believe more, their closing ratios totally exude. And so it's an important thing to do that, to work on your conviction. But then there's technique. And on the technique side, I believe, and this is so funny, because years ago I developed a team that, and I told them, I said, you know what? You cannot look, act, walk, or talk like a network marketer. You just can't. To be quite honest with you, and this is like early, you know, this is a long time ago. We'll count it back. 1989 when I got started. And so the network marketers at that time, and you guys probably remember this time, slimy. I mean slimy. We're talking evasive. We're talking lying. They invite you to one thing and you show up and it's a whole other thing. I mean just flat out dishonest, flat out deceptive, and very evasive. And so people would feel like they were going to get tricked into something that they didn't want anything to do with.
Right.
And so, and not only that, but you also had those guys who are like, come and join me in my downline in the network marketing industry. I'm like, wah! Don't even talk like that. I mean, that's a foreign language. People don't understand it. So talk to people on their level and talk to them about what they understand. Speak to them their own language. And so what I realized early on was, you know what, I am just like a human resources manager. I am just like the person who is in charge of hiring and firing inside of a big corporation. And so, you guys, if we were starting a company right now, and this is the way I truly see it, if we were starting a company right now, who would be the people that we would want to employ the efforts of that have good attitudes, that have maybe some expertise in certain areas, management, sales, organization, whatever, but who would be the people that you would choose to work with? And that's how I would approach it, is that I'm interviewing, and you're the interviewer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're the interviewee, I'm the interviewer. And so that changes the posture altogether.
It changes the whole way you think about talking to people about what it is that you're doing.
Yes, and so I've never been one to just, you know, come out and just, you know, screw it all up. As far as I did in the first 6 months, but as far as go, oh, you know, with all the hype, oh my gosh, it's so exciting, you've got to get in now, the opportunity is right, da 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 da. It's like, oh, shut up. That pitch has been overdone so many times, it's pathetic. My and not saying that my approach is the only approach, but here's the bottom line. We're in the 21st century. You've got to have a different approach.
Exactly.
You've got to have a different way about going about business. You can't do this the way we did it in the 80s and the early 90s.
What would be one of the approaches you would use?
Well, and just before that question, what you're saying implies that you really value what it is you have to offer, whether it value yourself, number one, and number two, your product. Because, like you say, I think it's a real powerful frame, which is, hey, I'm interviewing you for my company, and
absolutely.
I have a multi-million dollar company here.
Yes.
Do you want to be part of it?
Absolutely, and that's exactly how it is. And so when you look at the people who are in charge of hiring and firing, and see, that's the deal. See, I did not see this as sales. What I saw this was, I'm a part of the most phenomenal industry. Oh, my gosh. Give me a break. This took a broke cocktail waitress who was homeless and turned into a millionaire in 2 years.
Right.
Give me a break. Where else can you do that? Where else do you not have a cap on your income? Where else can you start a business for as low as, what, 10 bucks, 30 bucks, 500 bucks? What if it's 1,000? Where you can build an income of seven figures? Where you have a company that pays for the employees, you have a company that does the payroll, you have a company that takes care of all of the taxes, all the legal staff, all the manufacturing, all the people who write the brochures, and the graphic artists that do that, the people who build the websites. I mean, I literally saw it as, I have contracted in this company. Now it's time for me to contract in a sales force. And that's how I see it. I do not ever see this business or see anyone in my business, you guys, as a downline person.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah.
Because that is saying, you're down below me. And I don't believe in that. Now, see, I've built companies. I ran my own network marketing company, and I'm telling you, I built that company the same way I built my Salesforce. I've ran my seminar company for years, and there's nobody inside my company that feels like they're my employee. Ever. We're a team. And that's what I'm building here. And so, for me, what I'm handing somebody, whether or not they're qualified, and I will fish around to see if they are actually qualified.
Well, and it causes you to think a little differently coming from that perspective, because all of a sudden now you really want to ask the right questions. You want to make sure that the right person and
absolutely.
That they have the right skills and attitude and talent and all of that, which makes them more than likely probably want to be part of your industry and part of your business that much more.
Do you want to know what happens?
What happens?
They sell me.
Yeah.
They sell me, just like if you were going on a job interview for a big company who had a position that was available in marketing or whatever, and they were offering to pay you $250,000 a year, they were willing to train you, wouldn't you sell your socks off?
Yes, indeedy.
You would sell yourself to them.
Uh-huh.
And so really what it is, it's a posture change. And so I don't get rejected. That is not the case at all. The deal is either I reject them because they're not qualified, or they sign up.
Mm-hmm.
It's one or the other.
Yes.
And so, and some people wind up rejecting themselves. But it's never an issue for me. Ever. I'm not the person being rejected. I'm not the person they're saying no to. I've taken it away. Sorry, you're not qualified.
And Danny, this is not just a technique. It sounds to me like you truly believe that when you're coming at people and talking with them. You believe and know down to the core of your being that, hey, you are providing a great opportunity for them, and they better have what it takes to be with you.
You got it.
We got to take a short break, Danny. Hang on there.
Yes, you're listening to networkingradio.com, and if you'd like to reach Danny, you can go to our website at dannyjohnson.com, and that's spelled dannyjohnson.com. We'll be right back.
You know, believing in it, I call it conviction. Here's the other side of it, that a human resource type coordinator person has very little time, first of all, and also needs to know what motivates that person, needs to know what that person's needs are, needs to know, you know, enough information about that person to see maybe how they think, to see how they function, to see what they dream of, and to see if they think big enough to be a part of their company. You understand? I mean, if somebody, so here's a prime example. Okay, let's say that somebody calls in. No. Let's say that I'm out and about, and I live in a really small town, by the way. Let's say I'm out and about. I'm in a grocery store, and let's say the grocery clerk is just having a real raunchy day, And I literally interview everybody. In fact, you guys, at one point in my career, people would ask me what I did, and I say I'm a talent scout. Oh, you wouldn't believe the response.
Yeah, I love it.
That I got. Oh, really? Oh, you are? And all of a sudden, their whole face changed, their attitudes changed. What kind of talented people are you looking for? As though they had something of some kind of talent to sell me.
Right.
And so my career has consisted of ways of getting the prospect to sell me on why I want to work with them.
Mm.
That's really what it is. And so if I'm at a grocery store, which is often, if I'm at a grocery store, the clerk is having a real bad day, and let's say she's got a real bad attitude, I'm always very, first of all, my key thing for my life is that I want to be a blessing to every single person I come in contact with. And so if she's having a really bad day, my challenge is not to react to her, but is to bless her. And so if I say, you know, Sharon, gosh, has it been like a really hectic day around here? And if she says, oh, gosh, you have no idea, this went wrong and that went wrong, I say, really, how long have you worked here? And I use a little acronym called FORM to try to get to know my prospect, I mean, really my suspect, because they're not a prospect until they've proven themselves to be qualified enough to join my organization. Because I'm not going to work with people who are going to whimp and whine and moan and complain all day long. I'm looking for people who want to work. I'm looking for people who want more out of life than a 9-to-5 job and a blockbuster.
They're studio. Really potential subcontractors at your contract theory.
Sort of, yes. Yeah. Yes, and so I can only find that out by hearing them talk about themselves. And I get to understand what their belief system is and what their needs are. And so I say, you know, how long have you worked here at Albertsons? And she says, oh, you know, too long. Well, shoot, there's a need. She's obviously looking for something. But here's the key thing, Don.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where 99% of the network marketers miss it right here. This is the number one place where the biggest mistake is made. This is when they jump on their prospect and absolutely shove the opportunity down their throat. I mean, the picture I get, jump over the payment counter and strangle her. Where they just jump out of the skin with all kinds of excitement. You don't like your job? Oh, my gosh, have I got a deal for you. No. You are interviewing. Do not sell. And if you're going to tell people what you're doing, you're selling. What you want them to do is you want that suspect to sell you on why you want them in your business. And so I would make a mental note. She says, I've been working here too long. Oh, really? That's too bad. How come you feel that way? Oh, the management stinks. You know, I don't like the hours. I'm making mental notes. I don't like the hours. Really, but you know what? Being a checker at Albertsons, it's got to pay you real well. Yeah, but it ain't worth it. And really, it's not as well as you think it is. Wow, well, what else did you used to do before this? I'm starting my interviewing process immediately. Well, prior to this, you know, I worked at Gottschalk's. Oh, did you like that? No, I hated that too. Why? Not enough pay, bad hours. Now, I'm getting consistent remarks here that more money and better hours are important to this person. So I'm finding those kinds of needs. Then my next question under the form thing is recreation. What do you like to do for fun? She says, well, you know, I can't even remember because I'm always working. The hours are always bad. You know, I used to like to water ski, but I don't get to water ski anymore. And I you know, used to like to sew, but I don't really get to do that anymore. So, you know, my life really has been absent of fun for a long time because I have to work so hard to support my family. And so I would exit like this. I would say, you know what? You just tugged on me here. You've told me your work history and it's really not been very satisfying. I don't know if my company even has something that would work for you. But what I do know, Sharon, is this. I got started and I've been able to work under some great hours with some phenomenal people and, you know, oftentimes I have felt I've been overpaid. I don't know if they have any positions that would work for you or not, but let me just get your number. I'll give you mine, and let's get in touch. We can get together, maybe go through an interviewing process just to see if it'll be a match. If it is, great. If it's not, big deal. You'll find something, I hope, that will work better for you than where you're at right now. Boom, there it is. Mm. So now guess what, you guys? There is no issue that when I call that woman, see, let me tell you something. Most people, when they get out there and they start recruiting people, that person's on the defense immediately.
Exactly.
And so I know that when there's people been out there talking to strangers, just trying to get names and phone numbers, and they call the person back, guess what winds up happening? They are never home. They screen their calls. They're waiting for you to call.
They're listening on the other end going, oh, there she is again.
and they're not going to answer because they know I'm going to sell them. Right.
So if I use a line like, boy, have I got a deal for you, you don't think that works too good now,
is
it?
I know. I think you're going to have skinny kids if you use a line like that. Skinny kids. So anyway, so what I'm saying to that, to her is, I work with a company, it's nationwide, or for example, my company right now is worldwide, and you know, they're often looking for people, but I don't know if you have the qualifications that they're looking for. I do know that they have really awesome hours. They let me work around my family schedule and incredible income. Now, I don't know if you have the experience that they're looking for, but I'll give you a call and we'll see. It may or it may not work for you. She's anxiously awaiting for me. Do you know what's happened to me, you guys? I've had people call me.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Yep. Could you position it with even I'm going to check and see what how available the positions are? Why don't you give me a call at this time or between this time and this time, and we'll see
we usually exchange phone numbers, and oftentimes I've had them call me.
Good.
Where they're anxiously awaiting to know whether or not what I have will work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, comes the time where I call them and I say, okay, well, listen, I just need to ask you a few simple questions. And this is for all those people that are working a business where they're buying leads from just different lead generation programs. The first thing I do is I take control over the conversation versus the person coming in, because they know that if they answered a lead generation program where they're looking for a home-based business, in fact, John, let me role-play with you. This is what I would say. Let's say you called one of those ads. The first thing I'm going to say, ring, ring, for example.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Yes. Hi, is Don home?
Yes.
Hi, Don. This is Danny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to eat some dinner right now. What can I do for you?
How's dinner going then?
Dinner is actually good. I'm cooking up some really spicy food, and I'm sweating as I'm talking.
Are you serious? What kind of spicy food are you eating?
Oh, I'm eating some Thai food with some really hot peppers. And
no.
It's heating me up.
I have some friends that are from India.
Yeah.
They love hot food. In fact, every restaurant that they eat, like a Thai food place, is a star 5 mean something to you?
Star 5 is like the way I like it, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, actually I go star 5 squared.
Oh my gosh, that is so hot.
Yeah.
See, I'm Nicaraguan, so I like spicy food too, but I can't do that star 5
You have to take a bite off of my food and then go outside for air.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Okay, now, Don, notice what I just did.
Yeah, you just built a great rapport with me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was ready to invite you on over to come on and eat.
Exactly. Exactly. So the way I control the conversation immediately versus me sounding like another telemarketer who is cold and there's like a body of water between you and me, my thing is I'm looking for the first place where I could get you to laugh and to enjoy me.
Yeah.
And now, the whole time you're sitting there going, who is this?
Right, exactly. Right?
Now you're curious and want to know versus I'm hanging up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it changes the posture.
Totally, yeah, totally.
Totally right there. I say, you know, man, I've really enjoyed talking to you. Don, you know, you called me. You actually are looking for ways to make additional income. Let me tell you what I need to do. I need to first ask you a few simple questions, let you do the same, and then we'll figure out whether or not it's worth our time to go the next step, okay?
Okay.
What I do is I have everyone go through an interviewing process. I don't want to waste your time, and obviously I don't want to waste mine. So we just need to see whether or not you have the kind of qualifications of the person that we're looking for.
Sounds good. Okay. Can we do it over dinner?
As long as it's not Thai food,
John. Okay, I'll spice it down a bit.
That's awesome. So anyway, so you're catching my drift there,
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah.
That you're seeing what my approach is. It's always to flip it around on the person. So therefore, I'm the one rejecting them if they are not qualified. And so if that person is real negative, hey, what's it about? I don't like those kind of scams. You know what, sir? I am so sorry for wasting your time. I really pray that God blesses you, and I pray that you find exactly what you're looking for. Thank you so much for your time. You have an awesome day. Boom. Gone. I'm out of here.
Right.
Because I'm not going to change a negative person into a positive one on a 15-minute phone call.
Exactly.
And so when you're working a lot of leads and a lot of numbers, don't waste your time on people like that. But you're looking for somebody that actually can conversate with you.
Yeah, and that responds to something that you say, that you can if their door is closed, so to speak, you want to open it. Once you get it open, then you can go from there. But if the doors remain closed, no matter what you do, then absolutely you want to move on, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. As quickly as possible. I mean, I call it looking for a 15-second no. You know, I'm interviewing to find a 15-second noun. If I get it right away, goodbye, thank you, you have an awesome day. And do you know, even with the phys, I see people all the time, they go, oh, gosh, it didn't work. It's like, no, it did work. Man, I've recruited tens of thousands of people through the years. What I will tell you is you don't want that guy in your business. He is not qualified. Do you want to know why he's broke? Do you want to know why he's unemployed? Gee.
Yeah.
2 seconds, I'll give you a guess here. The reason is because he's got a negative, bad attitude, and I guarantee you he lost his last 3 jobs because of his negative, bad attitude. Why in the world do you want him in your company?
Exactly. Exactly.
So I have the same standards as any other company.
Yeah.
And I won't put up with somebody like that.
And you probably recognize that all successful people are great learners, and they're always wanting to hear something new and exciting, and they're willing to learn.
You know, that is so true, Don. You know, I heard that for years, and I thought, that's a bunch of baloney, but it's the truth. It is the actual truth. People who are success-minded are always looking for new ways to make more money, always.
Yeah, the great leaders are always great learners. And that brings us to my question for you. What is it that people can learn in your seminars or products in a very brief description right now? How do you get me to come to your program, Danny?
Well, first of all, I find your need.
Yeah, well, you found my need, okay? Thai food, and we got there, so.
Okay, so here we are, is that we got 2 minutes left of this awesome interview, and I am so grateful that you gave me this chance.
And by the way, you got some great information. I think we'd like to have you back at another time, too. So
I would love to do that. Yeah. I would absolutely love to do that. Basically, Don, the reality is this, is that the training seminar, if you were getting started in network marketing, even if you weren't getting started in network marketing, it would take a year off the learning curve in your business. The bottom line is you would gain skills that would dramatically change your closing ratios. And that cannot, yes, you can get some from the tape, but when you go through a life experiential seminar like this one is, you walk out with a transformed mind. You will be set free in every area of your life, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, and also socially with your relationships. And I know that, Don, you and I know people all over the globe that need help in their marriages, that need help with their relationships with their kids, their coworkers, whatever. We've had tens of thousands of people come through those seminars and walk out their first week getting a raise on their job, raising their network marketing income right away. I had a gal, I've had this happen many times, but this is one seminar story that's coming through right now. A young woman who came to a training seminar, has never done network marketing before, came back the next month with 10 people, made 10 grand her first full month in the business, made 10 grand every single month thereafter, topped an income of $25,000 in 1 month within her first year in network marketing as a total newbie. And that was because she brought people to this training seminar on a basis.
What's your introductory seminar, Danny?
First level is First Steps to Success, and it's normally a $300 seminar. Right now we're running a special for $197.
Okay, Danny, how can they get in touch with you again, please?
DannyJohnson.com, DannyJohnson.com.
Okay, and your phone number real quick?
It's 209-588-8942.
Okay, Danny, thank you for being on the show. Again, like Don said, I'd like to have you back. And this is networkingradio.com. If you need to contact us, you can simply go to networkingradio.com. My name is Leslie Wolf, co-host Don Wolf. And we'll see you again next week. Thank you.
See you again at the very least.